This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden met with more than 20 Democratic governors at the White House Wednesday amid growing calls within the party for him to withdraw from the campaign after his disastrous debate performance last week against former President Donald Trump. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
We were honest about the feedback that we were getting. We were honest about the concerns that we were hearing from people.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says Democrats need to know Biden's up to it.
We're worried. We're worried because of the threat of a Trump presidency is not theoretical for governors. We've served when Donald Trump was president, and the threats to our nation were real.
The upshot, says Moore.
As the president continued to tell us and show us that he was all in, that we said that we would stand with him.
A point punctuated by New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
President Joe Biden is in it to win it. And all of us said we pledged our support to him because the stakes could not be higher.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Haitian Prime Minister Gary Conille told the U.N. Security Council Wednesday the arrival of the first Kenyan police officers under a U.N.-backed mission marked a critical stage to restoring security in the Caribbean nation. Some 200 Kenyan police arrived in Haiti last week as part of a long-delayed mission to help national police fight armed gangs that have taken over most of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The violence has led to a humanitarian crisis that has driven nearly 600,000 Haitians from their homes and forced millions into severe food insecurity. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thayaparin reports.
Some 5 million people are struggling to feed themselves due to the conflict, according to the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification. That's an international benchmark used to assess hunger. Soaring food prices have also fueled the crisis. The cost of fresh fish was up 60% in March compared to a year ago, according to Haiti's statistics agency. Unable to work, families are depending on food rations and hygiene kits brought in by NGOs. The World Food Program is a major meal supplier.
That was Reuters correspondent Arthi Thayaparin. This is VOA News. Activists behind anti-government protests in Kenya are rethinking their strategy after demonstrations on Tuesday were marred by violence and looting. The activists say the violence was the work of goons hired by politicians to either discredit legitimate demonstrators or advance their own agendas. They fear the unrest could undermine the movement in its efforts to push President William Ruto to resign. Nairobi-based political analyst Njoki Wame urged activists to explore more effective tactics like boycotts and economic disruption.
So there are all these strategies, what I would call non-violent resistance and non-violent protest that can be done and can be very effective, especially when they touch the economic, the economy of certain elites or whatever ownership of property.
The initial protests last month against proposed tax hikes were overwhelmingly peaceful, although police fired tear gas and water cannon at demonstrators. Ruto eventually withdrew the tax increases, but protesters vowed to carry on, issuing a range of other demands. A federal judge has ordered officials in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana to take steps to protect the health and safety of incarcerated workers toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. That story from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer temperatures. The judge gave the state 7 days to provide a plan to improve conditions at Louisiana State Penitentiary. The state immediately appealed that decision. The order comes amid growing nationwide attention on prison labor, a practice that has evolved into a multi-billion dollar industry. Men incarcerated at the Louisiana Penitentiary filed a class action lawsuit last year, alleging cruel and unusual punishment and forced labor in the prison's fields. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In sports, a notable figure in women's hockey is set to make history in the National Hockey League. AP correspondent Gethin Kuba explains.
Jessica Campbell will become the first woman to work on the bench of an NHL franchise after the Seattle Kraken hired her as an assistant coach Wednesday. Campbell has spent the past two seasons working as an assistant for Seattle's AHL affiliate in Coachella Valley alongside coach Dan Bylsma, who was hired in late May to take over the head job with the Kraken. Campbell was a decorated player in the NCAA, the Canadian Women's Hockey League, and Canada's women's national team, winning silver at the 2015 World Championship.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.